Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Fig giving you the Christmas vibes, holiday vibes here. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. It is Wednesday, so we will be giving away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop and the chance to be entered to win a Traeger grill. So that'll happen in the 12 o'clock hour. I almost had forgotten. Ain't that wild?
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't forget about the Coos tickets,
that's
too.
That's right. We're still giving away Coos tickets.
All week long.
Man, what a time, man. It's mm-hmm. it's the holiday season, right? You got to get those vibes.
Cougs basketball tickets, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what other tickets would they be in that moment?
I mean, in the afternoon show yesterday was giving away those the Texas Bowl.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We were just talking about the Texas. I'm super excited for that football game.
It's always good. It's a great event here.
But it feels mm-hmm. like this might be the best pairing that you could possibly get for mm-hmm. that for the in arena. Yeah. In stadium experience to be popping.
On a good day as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday.
It's kind of cool seeing like a lot of LSU fans and all that stuff.
Just that
purple and yellow. And
gold.
I will say, like when it comes to LSU fans, you talk about traveling. They travel.
Yes, yeah. They do.
Like they've been.
And a lot live here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Proximity. But you see the College World Series when they go to Omaha. Mm-hmm. LSU is like the reigning champion by a mile to the, you know, the little, what is it, the Rocco's, the little watering hole where they the Jello shot counter. Mm-hmm. They kill this. So I imagine Houston will be rocking in an additional way with LSU fans, obviously being here, but then also descending upon this. I wanted to return to the Rockets game yesterday because this has been, even with the NBA Cup happening yesterday, still been a talk of some things because the NBA gave us a thing that is shortened to three letters, or actually three characters, the L2M, the last 2 minute report. And I think that this counts as vindication for a lot of folks out here who are looking at the end of that game.
In ways that you may not have thought.
Why do you say that?
Because the fateful call was not on that list.
Yeah, that is fair.
You know,
so there were three, I believe, calls on the last 2 minute report that the NFL or the NBA rather. So what happens with the last 2 minute report? As I probably should explain this, is the NBA goes and they reviews the last 2 minutes of every game. Well, they review all of the game when they you know grade these officials, which does happen. You just don't know what the what any accountability is on the other side of it. They don't tell us. But what they do show us is in the last 2 minutes of the game, if any mistakes were made or if any controversial calls happened, whether they agree or disagree with those. And with this game, suffice it to say, you might be surprised to find out that no, there were some things that they said went wrong with this. In the last 2 minute, there was some things that they called incorrect. The big whistle with 2.3 seconds in regulation when a man was called for a foul. That one the video replay showed that there was contact, so they're saying that that was a correct call.
Yeah.
I think a lot of Rockets fans will still be mad with that because it felt like marginal contact. Mm-hmm. And marginal contact is a word that is used or a phrase that's used frequently in the National Basketball Association to say, we let that go because it's a contact sport. You're going up and down. Things, those things happen. Apparently not in their lexicon there. But there was a foul, or rather a circumstance, where KD rotated to over to help against Nikola Jokic. He was called for a foul. The league says that that block was clean. Mm-hmm. And I think I agree. Kevin Durant was fantastic.
So did Ime Udoka.
Yes, he was like, it should have been 8 blocks, not 5 blocks. So that's one of those. Yeah. There was a no call where Alperen Şengün under the basket, mm-hmm. and he gets shoved in the back by Jokic. That's one of them as well. And then the final incorrect call that they had was Amen Thompson when he knocked the ball out of bounds Jamal Murray's hands. They called that incorrectly. But yeah. Again, just vindication when it comes to, hey, this game felt like it was very poorly officiated down the stretch, and there you go, 2 minute report agreeing.
And when I saw this, I went, like a lot of people, thanks? I mean, what does it mean? It means nothing. It doesn't do anything. There's no accountability.
That's why I really don't like it, man.
Yeah,
because
it's like a mini confession.
It will piss you off even more.
A mini confession here, I almost don't even want to see it. Like, yeah. What does it do?
I've been saying that from the beginning, man. Yeah. When it's a bad call that's missed, and it's just like, oh, yeah, here's the report. Yep, we missed the call.
It's a
that
thanks
was our
for nothing.
Bad.
We can do mini confession and a thanks for nothing from Figgy's mixtape.
Like, all right, we know. Appreciate you admitting it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, but I think that's the thing is you need them admitting it, because previously when they didn't admit it, we were mad. Like, hey, just at least tell us that maybe, you know it's wrong. Yeah. I think that it's not satisfactory because there's nothing that's going to be satisfactory besides going back and actually changing the outcome, which we know.
Not
going to
happen.
Like, space and time will not allow us to go back and change those in history. Now, they do need to be better about what the accountability is on the back end. I know that, and I think that that's where, in the NFL side, where they talk about wanting to change their CBA or negotiate differently with their CBA to have more reaction to an ability to change things off of accountability. I think that that's something that we need to see more of in the league. I just don't know exactly how we get
never,
there.
Never, ever, ever will there be any changes made. Ever. Number one reason, because the gambling has already been paid out. The bets have already been paid out.
Oh, yeah. And that's also a great point. Like, you can't alter the game afterwards because, they've
already made the payment.
Yeah, that goes really well. But, yeah, if you're mad about the officiating, the league, you have league paperwork with a letterhead telling you that you're right.
Cool.
I was also returning to this game, though, and not just because of this game, but because of what time it is. Now, what is the date of today, John Lopez?
It is December 17th. Hey, wait a minute.
We said the 15th is when trades could be done based, essentially, it was like a de facto trade opening because a lot of the deals that were done in the offseason now are tradable contracts again. And so this is the time where we can return ostensibly to the concept of you need a point guard.
Yeah.
Do you trade for one? I think with this Denver game, one of the things I was looking at and thinking about is I don't know that there's a trade out there that is doable to make for this Rockets team that's actually helpful.
Well, that last part, doable, but also would make a difference, you know, make a tangible difference.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
And I mean, that was the thing, is hopefully we get to this point and we see something, or at least from my perspective, was like, hopefully I get to this point and maybe things would have shaken out to where we have some ideas as to what could be a answer for these circumstances. Because right now, I think it's fair to say having Alperen Şengün as the hub is a partial answer, not a complete answer. Kevin Durant with the ball in his hands is something that I think is just generally going to happen and is good. But we're seeing how the turnovers can happen with that. And funny enough, I actually went and did this. I sent you guys a text about this, funny enough. There is Basketball Reference keeps track of bad passes that lead to turnovers. I didn't realize this was a stat that they kept explicitly like that. If I try and do that per game, he's actually turning the ball over with bad passes less than he has dating back all the way to when he was playing in OKC. So, like, he's had moments where he's had the ball in his hands a lot more and he's had more turnovers, bad passes, Kevin Durant has. It just it feels like they're happening in prominent moments. So I would still like to have somebody to handle the basketball. And looking at Bleacher Report put out a trade possibility for every team. And the one that they came up with for the Rockets is Jayson Tate, Tari Eason, a pick for Peyton Pritchard.
What does that do for you?
I like it. Peyton Pritchard, fantastic shooter. He could play the point a little bit. Little guy,
well,
movement.
More specifically, what does that do at point guard?
And my thought was, don't you got Peyton Pritchard at home?
That's what I'm saying.
And that's where the realization
is. Man, you can't have two white point guards?
That's right. You got, one can't be that.
Enough. And there's that, too.
Unless you play enough. In Boston, you can't. Boston or Utah.
Yeah, Boston going to be pissed if they trade him, man. That brother is a god there, man.
Yeah.
But my larger point, outside of the very true fact, the figure you just stated, is I think I have come around, which I'm sure that you'll appreciate knowing the stances that I've had on Reed Shepard, to the idea of, I feel like the answer as of right now is just Reed needs to be doing more of the ball handling.
Well, not only that, I think you would stunt Reed Shepard's growth if you bring someone like that in. And I said it from the beginning of the season, you know, I just felt like you needed a true point guard that could do the things that point guards do, not necessarily just handling. And we understand he's got deficiencies defensively, but because he can also, you know, shoot the ball on a team like this that runs through the post or through KD a lot, and you can get some open looks. Where are those minutes going to go if you make that kind of trade? That's where I would be. I'm with you. You know, I think Reed Shepard, and he's earned it. And he's not only has he earned it, we're seeing game to game that he's getting the minutes that that maybe some people didn't expect.
And maybe more importantly, right, because again, I'm using this game versus Denver on Monday as a touch point for the entirety of the, 20-some games that we've had to start the season. I think it's shown that when he gets just any of these games where he gets minutes, they're not losing those minutes as you would think that they might with the defensive liability is. Even in this game versus the Nuggets, down the stretch, they attacked him. They definitely hunted him, but they didn't exclusively hunt him.
No.
And I do wonder if maybe that changes in a playoff game where they go, all right, now I'm just going to keep hitting this weakness. Right. Maybe so. But for the regular season, they didn't exclusively hunt him, and they still won those minutes when he was in there and they were hunting him on defense because of what he adds on offense. So I, in addition to the fact that Amen Thompson clearly is not a lead guard in the way that you want him to be. He's still fantastic in what he does for this team and being a guy as, you know, obviously a defender clearly, but then also being a guy who plays in the dunker spot and gets to the rim and dunks at the rim and finishes things up. I think all those things are still there, but he's not a lead guard. We talked about the Şengün. I love that, but it can't be the entirety of it. KD, I think that all those things point to you need to now just put it in Reed's hands and let him try and be something like a Peyton Pritchard in some regards, but also maybe more foundational to run in the offense.
No, and they gave it a good shot, a good run with a man, and you're still going to get that. But I think, you know, they're realizing, and we're seeing it in the minutes played. They're realizing that there is more benefit. You mentioned the Nuggets game. I mean, he had a big shot down the stretch, a huge shot.
Literally, think about the, because I loved how Ron came in yesterday and he was like, man, all of the moments in that game, you're going back and forth with Jokic hitting big shots, big shot hitter, MVP, Murray hitting big shots, big shot hitter, like inherently. Yeah. Kevin Durant hitting big shots, maybe the greatest scorer in the history of the basketball in the NBA. Şengün getting big buckets. He's come to be that guy. He's on a long list for MVP. Yeah. And then Reed Shepard is along with those guys hitting big shots. Like I think that is a microcosm of what you can get from him, what you were hoping to get from him. And it feels like, especially now that you've hit this point where I go, I don't know that you have a better option in the trade market. I don't think that you have a better option with what you've experimented thus far. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably the time, even me having my qualms about defense and all these other things, I think I'm also in the boat where it's like, it's time to give Reed Shepard the ball, man.
I agree.
So there you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm also, though, interested how the rematch comes, obviously, this Saturday. I think Tari Eason, hopefully, cross our fingers, should be available for that. I'm hoping that maybe Tari, especially with them being hopeful for Monday, Tari should hopefully play in New Orleans tomorrow. And that'd be great if you could have him in the rematch. But then also, soon, hopefully very soon, hopefully by the turn of the calendar, Dorian Finney-Smith is back and you get to see them find their rotation fill out again. But yeah, put the ball in Reed's hands, per me. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to what's popping, where a legend in a sport is retiring. And also, do you hang the banner for the NBA Cup or not? 713-572-4610. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.